Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Gossip Columns. You have to excuse my voice, it's very early in the morning, but it's a busy day ahead of me and it's a busy day of transfer gossip. So let's get stuck in. First up, it's again Chelsea. It might as well be Chelsea Gossip Columns, because that's all it seems to be in this opening week of the transfer window. But we are where we are, and today it's reportedly that they're signing Gonzalo Higuain. So it's been off and on and off and on again. And it seems they're one step closer now to signing the, well, I guess he's AC Milan forward at the moment, obviously owned by Juventus. Chelsea lost in the League Cup last night, something that showed that although they have a goal-scoring threat, they did look very blunt in the final third, and this could be the signing which eases those concerns. They certainly need it if they are going to make sure they finish in the top four, because that's not a given. Arsenal hot on their heels. You do feel that if they sort of stutter through the second half of the season and struggle to score goals, they might be overtaken. So if they can get Higuain and follow the pantheon of number nines at Stamford Bridge, who have, well, they've bought big names, but a lot of flattered to deceive, haven't they? For every Drogba, you've had a Shevchenko, you could add Morata to that list. I mean, I know Costa was a good one, but you've had Kesman, Torres. The list is far too long of failed big name strikers in West London. So hopefully Higuain is more of a legend than a flop, but you never know until he gets there, if he gets there. So we'll have to wait and see how that one pans out over the next few days. Staying in London now, and Daniel Levy, after the rumour from Monday's episode that Real Madrid were interested in signing Christian Eriksen, the Spanish giants were looking at about 100 million, which you'd say is probably the market rate. Unfortunately, they've not met Daniel Levy, have they? Because he is placing a tag, wait for it, £225 million. Yes, that much, which would be a world record fee for the Dane. Now, obviously, Daniel Levy loves to play hardball in terms of negotiations. This looks no different, with the Tottenham chairman saying if you want him, you're going to have to really stump up the cash, which, you know, Real Madrid, they probably got the money and they probably do want the man. So whether this is just scare tactics, which it is really, but you do sort of wonder if Real Madrid, say, come back with something around, I don't know, 150 million. That might grease the wheels. This is really going to gauge how interested Real Madrid really are, and also how sort of true the rumour is. Well, I mean, if they do come in with something like 150 million, you'd have to say, and I'm saying this as a Tottenham fan, feel free to agree or disagree, but if we were to lose Eriksen, it wouldn't be the worst departure from the squad we've got. I mean, obviously, you've got the likes of Harry Kane, Dele Alli. Eriksen's probably third in that list. You could even put Toby Alderweireld above Eriksen and players you wouldn't want to lose. I think Eriksen is arguably more replaceable. Again, that's just my opinion. If I'm wrong, let me know. If I'm right, again, let me know. Let me know what you think. Tweet in. Tweet me, at DanTracy1983, and let me know your take on all things Eriksen if you're a Spurs fan. Fernando Llorente, if we're staying in Tottenham, he scored a hat-trick against Tranmere a few days ago, but unfortunately those sort of cup hat-tricks seem to be his level, don't they? One against Rochdale last season, one against Tranmere this season. Not really sort of doing it in the Premier League, but, you know, when you've got Harry Kane in front of you, it's hard to sort of do so. He's been offered the chance to go back home to Spain and Athletic Bilbao. Tottenham obviously now trying to sort of shave squad members off their books. To be honest, it's a bit of a risk in terms of forward attacking personnel. You could argue that Son is the backup striker, even though he also plays wide forward, which is great, but obviously Son is also going to be representing South Korea in the next few days, and he'll be away for three or so games. So then you're sort of thinking, actually, if we lose Llorente as well, we're really light on options. So might need to tread carefully in that department. Let's go to let's stay in Bilbao, because the Bilbao chief, Athletic Bilbao chief, Rafael Alcorta, former midfielder, he wants to bring back Ander Herrera from Manchester United. The Spanish midfielder left the club, the Basque region, in 2014, and is there potential for him to come back? Well, I mean, if there's a bid, then you never know. But Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is sort of hesitant to get rid. It looks like more than likely that they'll have a conversation and it will be enough to convince Herrera to stay. We will have to see how that one pans out. We'll also have to see how United pan out in their bid to sign Kalidou Koulibaly. Now, Koulibaly, obviously, unfortunately, was part of an awful racist sort of chance towards him a few weeks or so ago, which no one wants to see in the game. Whether that's enough to think, right, enough's enough. You know, as much as I love being a Napoli player, I don't need this, and rightly so. It could well be, you know, sort of weighing up moves, and it could be that Man United are the team that get to the top of the list. I know Man United reported yesterday were after Kostas Manolas. Now, they can't sign every centre-back in the world, although they won't stop in trying until they do get one. So, Koulibaly would be something of a steal if they could get him. I know he's been long linked with Chelsea. That was when Antonio Conte was manager. Whether Sarri is still interested in that player, obviously, same Serie A connections. But, well, actually, same Napoli collections, I guess. So, yeah, that could be potential. So, Man United might have to sort of swoop in there. But we'll have to keep our eyes on that one, because that could be an interesting one for whoever does manage to acquire his services, if it does happen. Now, yesterday, I was thinking, actually, that there's going to be a big question per week on my weekly Real Football Cast. And it actually was this. And it was Arsene, or is Arsene Wenger going to return to management anytime soon? Because he said, come January, I'm ready to manage again. We're now in January, and the question is where? And the answer might be Qatar. Well, you know, Qatar, obviously, they're hosting a World Cup in 3 years' time now, and they need to be, well, drilled into shape, because they don't want to embarrass themselves in front of the global stage. I mean, who knows how good this Qatar national team is? I mean, they're not very good, but if you get someone of Arsene Wenger's ilk, then you never know. They could be a world force in football. I doubt they will, but they're going to probably chuck enough money at some poor sap to coach the team, and it could well be Arsene Wenger. Going to Milan now, Inter Milan, and they're prepared to sell Ivan Perisic to get Luka Modric, which is interesting. Man United have long been linked with Ivan Perisic, haven't they? It was almost like a daily occurrence last summer. Jesus. Oh no, was it the summer before? It all just blends into one. But there was definitely a day where I read every day that Ivan Perisic was going to Manchester United. The scourge almost of England after his World Cup performance in the semi-finals last summer. But, you know, again, do Man United really need him? I don't think it's their main priority. But Inter Milan are looking to sell him because they want to go for Luka Modric, who reportedly has refused to sign a new contract at the Bernabeu. So, be interested to see one Croatian leave to get another one in. You would have thought they would work together, but football is a very strange beast. Staying in the blue and black half of San Siro now, and Mauro Icardi is reportedly top of Chelsea's striker wish list. So forget everything you heard about 6 minutes ago. It's Mauro Icardi who's top of their wish list, and that's someone they could, well, to be honest, that would probably make more sense to buy because he's 25, not Higuain at 31. You know, you could get him for longer. The potential over more years is beneficial. If there was a sort of sell-on value, then there is probably that as well. So maybe it makes more sense, but again, nothing really makes sense in football, does it? Bayern Munich, they're quite apparent they're not going to let this Hudson-Odoi deal drop off, because they're now coming back with a £35 million bid for the 18-year-old, and he's reiterated his desire that he wants to leave Stamford Bridge this month. So, is he going to go for football? Is he going to go for money? There's plenty of time for him to earn the money, but this could be a great footballing decision at the same time if he's not getting the minutes. I know he played yesterday, but, you know, that might just be give him as many minutes as he can in January to sort of think, look, you know, you are part of the club. Come February when he can't move, there's no minutes. So he'll have to be sort of careful and make sure he's not part of a very sneaky Sarri ploy. Everton now, they're monitoring Porto and Algerian midfielder Yassine Brahimi. Everton have got a lot of attacking midfielders. I don't know if that's sort of main priority for them, but it'd be an interesting move if it does pan out. Burnley and Joe Hart, Jesus, look at his career. It's sort of, it is nosediving, because now Preston want the former stopper on loan. Burnley, they're stuck with goalkeepers at the moment. They've got three on their books. While they bought Joe Hart in the summer, sort of a bit of a head-scratcher. So if his career does keep declining as it has been, then Preston is the next stop. No disrespect to Preston, but you would think a goalkeeper of that calibre shouldn't really be bumming his trade in the Championship, but then again, his performances have been Championship level. I hope this podcast hasn't been Championship level, but I'm going to wrap things up now because I've got other things to do. As always, my name's Dan Tracy. I'm sponsored by Loser Pool. This is the Real Football Cast, and until next time, goodbye.